The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
A good way to end the week is with another feast day. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, August 6th, 2021, Friday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. All three Synoptic Gospels tell the story of the Transfiguration. All three place the event shortly after Peter's confession of faith that Jesus is the Messiah, and Jesus' first prediction of his passion and death. Tradition names Mount Tabor as the site of the revelation. A church first raised there in the 4th century was dedicated August 6th. The feast in honor of the Transfiguration was celebrated in the Eastern Church from about that time. Western observance began in some localities about the 8th century. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day, according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire. Take my offering. Graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for the Church that she may receive from the Holy Spirit the grace and strength to reform herself in the light of the gospel. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here is today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord. And therefore we contemplate you, Lord Jesus, in the Holy Gospel, on that most extraordinary experience when you took with you Peter and James and John, and you led them up a high mountain apart by yourselves. And as Mark tells us in today's Gospel, there he, Jesus, was transfigured before them, and his garments became glistening, intensely white, as no fuller on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. This is an overwhelming experience where you, Lord, show your divinity shining through your humanity. It's amazing. And then at a certain moment, a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out from the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Listen to him." Well, Jesus, that's what we would like to do in these 10 minutes of meditation, of prayer. We would like to listen to you in the intimacy of our souls. That's an important thing about prayer, isn't it? Not just to go to speak with our Lord, but above all, and in the first place, to listen to you, to listen to Jesus. That's what God the Father tells us. That's what he says at this moment of the Transfiguration. For those three apostles, Peter and James and John, the Transfiguration must have been an absolutely unforgettable experience. And we can understand it, perhaps, Lord, as an aspect of your tender love, your consideration for them. You're preparing them to be able to face into the horrors of Golgotha, of the Passion, of your betrayal, of your ignominious death on the cross. And you want to strengthen them and bolster their faith so that they can see in advance of all that sorrow and pain of the Passion, they can see in advance that you are truly God, that you are divine, that through you shines the true light of glory. So it is a momentous event, and no wonder we celebrate it with today's feast. But for the sake of our meditation here, I thought we could focus on the last part of the description of this event. After all this greatness, after all this majesty, after the voice of the Father has come from the cloud, we're told by St. Mark, suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. They no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. And it seems like a total change is after all the drama of the Transfiguration, after all that blinding light and wonder and glory, suddenly all changes, and they see no one with them but Jesus only. And yet, Lord, in this line of the Gospel, perhaps we can clutch onto it, because the truth is, in our lives, we generally come across you in a very gentle way. You are discreet. You are patient. You are not overbearing. You are quiet. And above all, we could think of you in the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, your real presence in the tabernacle. There you are, Jesus. You're the Lord of glory, the same Christ, the same God and true man. And yet in the quietness of our churches, in our local parish, in our chapel, wherever we are, in the oratory, wherever we come across a tabernacle, there you are. As St. Jose Maria writes in The Way, there he is, King of kings and Lord of lords, hidden in the bread. To this extreme he has humbled himself for love of you. You, Lord, you always want to come close to us. And in a sense, you're so great that you can become small. That's the logic of God. You, Jesus, you become small so that we can become great through our friendship with you. And we see this, of course, in Bethlehem, which interestingly, Bethlehem means the house of bread. There is there surely in that meaning, in that etymology of Bethlehem, there is a reference, a prophecy of the Eucharist, the house of bread. The stable in Bethlehem, in a certain sense, is a prefigurement of every tabernacle, where the Lord is there in a quiet, humble, discreet, but real way, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Lord Jesus, help us to love you more in the Blessed Sacrament. Help us to realize that you are the transfigured glory of the Father, but you don't reveal it all the time, because I suppose we'd be blown away by it, to tell the truth. And it's much easier for us to go up close to the tabernacle, to enjoy the reassuring symbol of the sanctuary lamp, which reminds us by its presence, by that little red light, and that you are truly present in every single tabernacle. St. John Henry Newman talks of the blessedness of finding a treasure unutterable, the presence of the eternal Word incarnate, the wisdom of the Father. And this is what we find in every single tabernacle in the world. The world is full of your presence. The great English poet, Jerdon Manley Hopkins, he has that poem called God's Grandeur. He says, the world is charged with the grandeur of God. Charged with the grandeur of God. Now, he may have been referring to nature in the first instance, you know, that nature is full of God's glory, of God's presence. But those words apply equally well and even more to the tabernacle. All the network of tabernacles throughout the world, like a great stream of lights, of burning fires, the presence of Jesus among his people. Jesus really, truly and substantially present in the Holy Eucharist. For us too, we could make our own that phrase of today's Gospel. Looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. But Jesus only. But Jesus is everything. And Jesus is waiting for us lovingly in every single tabernacle. Edith Stein, who was a young Jewish woman, although she had went through a period of disbelief, really, of finding it hard to believe, in her Jewish faith period, she was a great philosopher, very intelligent. And she recounts how one day she was visiting with some friends a cathedral in a German city. She says in her autobiographical writing, "We went into the cathedral for a few moments, and as we stood there in respectful silence, a woman came in with her shopping basket and knelt down in one of the pews to say a short prayer. That was something completely new to me. In the synagogue, as in the Protestant churches I had visited, people only went in at the time of the service. But here was someone coming into the empty church in the middle of a day's work, as if to talk with a friend. I have never been able to forget that." That's very interesting and very significant, that in the life of this great lady, Edith Stein, a key moment in her conversion towards Catholicism was to see the simple, straightforward prayer of a woman who had been out doing her shopping, popping into the local cathedral to talk to you, Jesus, in the tabernacle, to have a heart-to-heart, eye-to-eye, face-to-face, soul-to-soul conversation with you, Lord Jesus. You are Emmanuel. You are God with us. And that profoundly influenced Edith Stein, who went on to enter into the Catholic Church and subsequently became Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, a Carmelite saint, a great philosopher, and a martyr of Auschwitz. She has been also proclaimed patron of Europe. So even our daily visit to the Blessed Sacrament is a very good thing to do, if we can at all, to visit the Lord Jesus every day in the Blessed Sacrament. That is a great act of faith, of hope, and of love. And Christ the Lord awaits us there. He's there in every tabernacle, like the apostles after the Transfiguration. Looking around, we see no longer anyone with us, but only Jesus. But in Jesus we have everything. We have our all. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 past the hour. We'll begin the liturgical day next. This is Daybreak. On the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord, it's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the King of glory, exalted on high. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the King of glory, exalted on high.
One day within your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere.
One day within your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord God of hosts.
My soul is longing and yearning, is yearning for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my soul ring out their joy to God, the living God.
The sparrow herself finds a home, and the swallow a nest for her brood. She lays her young by your altars, Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
They are happy who dwell in your house, forever singing your praise. They are happy whose strength is in you, in whose hearts are the roads to Zion.
As they go through the bitter valley, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rain covers it with blessings. They walk with ever-growing strength. They will see the God of gods in Zion.
O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Turn your eyes, O God, our shield. Look on the face of your anointed.
One day within your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. The threshold of the house of God I prefer to the dwellings of the wicked.
For the Lord God is a rampart, a shield. He will give us his favor and glory. The Lord will not refuse any good to those who walk without blame.
Lord God of hosts, happy the man who trusts in you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. One day within your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere.
Light dawns for the just, and joy for the upright of heart.
Light dawns for the just, and joy for the upright of heart.
The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed. Those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Light dawns for the just, and joy for the upright of heart.
Praise the Lord our God. Worship him on his holy mountain.
Praise the Lord our God. Worship him on his holy mountain.
The Lord is King. The peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim. The earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion.
He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name. So terrible and great. He is holy, full of power.
You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity, justice, and right. You have established them in Jacob.
Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before Zion, his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy.
Among his priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord, and he answered.
To them he spoke in a pillar of cloud. They did his will. They kept the law which he, the Lord, had given.
O Lord, our God, you answered them. For them, you were a God who forgives. Yet you punished all their offenses.
Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. Worship him on his holy mountain.
He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud.
They held fast to his message.
A reading from the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. If the ministry of death, carved in writing on stone, was inaugurated with such glory that the Israelites could not look on Moses' face because of the glory that shone in it, even though it was a fading glory, how much greater will be the glory of the ministry of the Spirit. If the ministry of the covenant that condemned had glory, greater by far is the glory of the ministry that justifies. Indeed, when you compare that limited glory with this surpassing glory, the former should be declared no glory at all. If what was destined to pass away was given in glory, greater by far is the glory that endures. Our hope being such, we act with full confidence. We are not like Moses, who used to hide his face with a veil so that the Israelites could not see the final fading of that glory. Their minds, of course, were dulled. To this very day, when the old covenant is read, the veil remains unlifted. It is only in Christ that it is taken away. Even now, when Moses is read, a veil covers their understanding. But whenever he turns to the Lord, the veil will be removed. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All of us, gazing on the Lord's glory with unveiled faces, are being transformed from glory to glory into his very image by the Lord who is the Spirit. Because we possess this ministry through God's mercy, we do not give in to discouragement. Rather, we repudiate shameful, underhanded practices. We do not resort to trickery or falsify the word of God. We proclaim the truth openly and commend ourselves to every man's conscience before God. If our gospel can be called veiled in any sense, it is such only for those who are headed toward destruction. Their unbelieving minds have been blinded by the God of the present age, so that they do not see the splendor of the gospel showing forth the glory of Christ, the image of God. It is not ourselves we preach, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts, that we in turn might make known the glory of God shining on the face of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
See how great is the love the Father has given us.
We are called God's children, and that is what we are.
We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he really is.
We are called God's children, and that is what we are.
From a sermon on the Transfiguration of the Lord by Anastasius of Sinai, Bishop. Upon Mount Tabor, Jesus revealed to his disciples a heavenly mystery. While living among them, he had spoken of the kingdom and of his second coming in glory. But to banish from their hearts any possible doubt concerning the kingdom, and to confirm their faith in what lay in the future by its prefiguration in the present, he gave them on Mount Tabor a wonderful vision of his glory, a foreshadowing of the kingdom of heaven. It was as if he said to them, "As time goes by, you may be in danger of losing your faith. To save you from this, I tell you now that some standing here listening to me, will not taste death until they have seen the Son of Man coming in the glory of his Father. Moreover, in order to assure us that Christ could command such power when he wished, the evangelist continues. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain where they were alone. There before their eyes, he was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Then the disciples saw Moses and Elijah appear, and they were talking to Jesus. These are the divine wonders we celebrate today. This is the saving revelation given us upon the mountain. This is the festival of Christ that has drawn us here. Let us listen then to the sacred voice of God so compellingly calling us from on high, from the summit of the mountain, so that with the Lord's chosen disciples, we may penetrate the deep meaning of these holy mysteries so far beyond our capacities to express. Jesus goes before us to show us the way, both up the mountain and into heaven. And I speak boldly, it is for us now to follow him with all speed, yearning for the heavenly vision that will give us a share in his radiance, renew our spiritual nature, and transform us into his own likeness, making us forever sharers in his Godhead and raising us to heights as yet undreamed of. Let us run with confidence and joy to enter into the cloud like Moses and Elijah, or like James and John. Let us be caught up like Peter to behold the divine vision and to be transfigured by that glorious transfiguration. Let us retire from the world, stand aloof from the earth, rise above the body, detach ourselves from creatures, and turn to the Creator, to whom Peter in ecstasy exclaimed, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. It is indeed good to be here, as you have said, Peter. It is good to be with Jesus and to remain here forever." What greater happiness or higher honor could we have than to be with God, to be made like him, and to live in his light? Therefore, since each of us possesses God in his heart and is being transformed into his divine image, we also should cry out with joy, "It is good for us to be here, here where all things shine with divine radiance, where there is joy and gladness and exaltation, where there is nothing in our hearts but peace, serenity, and stillness, where God is seen. For here, in our hearts, Christ takes up his abode together with the Father, saying as he enters, 'Today salvation has come to this house.' With Christ, our hearts receive all the wealth of his eternal blessings, and there where they are stored up for us in him, we see reflected as in a mirror both the first fruits and the whole of the world to come." His face shone like the sun.
When the disciples saw his glory, they were filled with wonder and fear.
Suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared before them, speaking with Jesus.
When the disciples saw his glory, they were filled with wonder and fear.
"You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and holy Son, worthy of our worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
God our Father, in the transfigured glory of Christ your Son, you strengthen our faith by confirming the witness of your prophets and show us the splendor of your beloved sons and daughters. As we listen to the voice of your Son, help us to become heirs to eternal life with him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
22 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Celebrating the transfiguration of the Lord. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and today's gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the transfiguration from the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His garments became glistening, intensely white, as no fuller on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. Peter said to Jesus,
"Master, it is well that we are here. Let us make three booths, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
Peter did not know what to say, for they were exceedingly afraid. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud.
"This is my beloved Son. Listen to him."
And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man should have risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Now, the Lord knew that his passion was going to shake up the disciples. So, in advance, he allowed three of them to catch a glimpse of his glory. That was the Transfiguration. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 7, Special Feasts. When Christ is revealed, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Jesus told his disciples of his forthcoming passion and of the suffering he would undergo at the hands of the Jews and Gentiles. He exhorted them to follow him on the way of the cross and of sacrifice. A few days later, in Caesarea Philippi, he wants to strengthen their faith. St. Thomas teaches that for one to advance directly along a particular path, it is important to know the destination beforehand, just as the archer does not accurately launch an arrow without first looking at the target. This is necessary above all when the road is rough and hazardous and the path laborious. It is fitting, therefore, for Christ to reveal to his disciples the splendor of his glory to become transfigured before them, since in the same glory he would one day transfigure his own. Our life is a roadway to heaven, but one that passes by way of the cross and through sacrifice. Until our final moments, we shall have to swim against the current. The tendency to make our dedication compatible with an easy and perhaps lukewarm existence, like that of so many whose minds are set exclusively on material well-being, may affect us too. Haven't we frequently felt the temptation to let Christianity be comfortable, devoid of sacrifice, of having it conform to the easygoing and worldly ways of others? But that is not how our Lord meant it to be. Christian life cannot dispense with the cross, since it has no meaning without the hard-pressing weight of duty. If we were to attempt to remove the cross from our lives, we would be creating illusions for ourselves and weakening the faith, since we would have transformed sacred tradition into a soft and complacent style of life. This is not the narrow path the Lord points out. The disciples were profoundly shaken by the experience of witnessing the Passion. For this reason, the Lord leads three of them, the ones who were to accompany him in his agony in Gethsemane, to the summit of Mount Tabor so that they can in part contemplate his glory. There he reveals himself in a glimpse. In the sovereign glory, he wanted to show these three reflecting spiritual reality in a way compatible with human nature. Given the limitations of mortal flesh, it is impossible for them to see the ineffable vision of God in all his majesty. That awesome sight is reserved in eternity for the clean of heart, those righteous souls who have merited eternal life. This is the reward which awaits us if we make an effort to be faithful each day. The Lord wants to strengthen us with the hope of heaven too, especially if at some point the way becomes taxing and discouragement causes us to falter. Thinking about the life of heaven will help us be strong and to persevere. May we not fail to keep before our eyes the final destination prepared for us by our Father God. Each day that passes draws us a little closer to it. For a Christian, the passing of time is in no way a tragedy. On the contrary, it shortens the distance we need to travel before our long-awaited and definitive meeting with God. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers, and you'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 13 minutes before the hour, and it's time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Today the Lord Jesus Christ shone with splendor on the mountain, his face like the sun, and his clothes were white as snow.
Today the Lord Jesus Christ shone with splendor on the mountain, his face like the sun, and his clothes white as snow.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today the Lord Jesus Christ shone with splendor on the mountain, his face like the sun, and his clothes white as snow.
Today the Lord was transfigured, and the voice of the Father bore witness to him. Moses and Elijah appeared with him in glory and spoke with him about the death he was to undergo.
Today the Lord was transfigured, and the voice of the Father bore witness to him. Moses and Elijah appeared with him in glory and spoke with him about the death he was to undergo.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all, forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all, forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all, forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all, forever.
Today the Lord was transfigured, and the voice of the Father bore witness to him. Moses and Elijah appeared with him in glory, and spoke with him about the death he was to undergo.
The law was given through Moses and prophecy through Elijah. Radiant in the divine majesty, they were seen speaking with the Lord.
The law was given through Moses and prophecy through Elijah. Radiant in the divine majesty, they were seen speaking with the Lord.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The law was given through Moses, and prophecy through Elijah. Radiant in the divine majesty, they were seen speaking with the Lord.
A reading from the book of Revelation. The angel carried me away in spirit to the top of a very high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. The city had no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With glory and honor, Lord, you have crowned him.
With glory and honor, Lord, you have crowned him.
You set him over the works of your hands.
Lord, you have crowned him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
With glory and honor, Lord, you have crowned him.
A voice spoke from the cloud. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A voice spoke from the cloud. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
In the presence of his disciples, our Savior was wonderfully transfigured on Mount Tabor. Let us pray to him with confidence.
Lord, in your light, may we see light.
Father of mercies, you glorified your heavenly Son and revealed yourself in the bright cloud.
Grant that we may listen in faith to the word of Christ.
Lord, in your light, may we see light.
O God, you have filled your chosen people with the bounty of your house.
Grant that we may always find the source of our life in the body of Christ.
Lord, in your light, may we see light.
O God, you have scattered the darkness with your light and have poured your light into our hearts so that we might look upon the radiant face of Jesus Christ.
Nourish in us the desire to contemplate your beloved Son.
Lord, in your light, may we see light.
O God, according to your plan, you have called us to holiness by your grace, which you have revealed in Jesus Christ.
Through your gospel, show to all of us the glorious splendor of unending life.
Lord, in your light, may we see light.
Loving Father, you have so loved us that we have been called children of God.
When Christ comes, grant that we may be like him.
Lord, in your light, may we see light.
Remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom, and teach us how to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God our Father, in the transfigured glory of Christ your Son, you strengthen our faith by confirming the witness of your prophets and show us the splendor of your beloved sons and daughters. As we listen to the voice of your Son, help us to become heirs to eternal life with him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is straight ahead. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. You go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.